We are releasing a policy proposal today relating to a single agency for the early years and school age care sector. We know from all of the members, we have 91 member settings in Donegal, and we know that there's over 8,000 children enrolled in settings throughout Donegal. So this is a very important sector for children and families and the early years workforce. And our sector has grown on this ad hoc basis. We don't have a central agency that is responsible for planning capacity to ensure that there are enough places in all of the towns and villages where they need to be, for ensure that quality is of a high standard, or for a shared approach to financial management, because as we know, there's quite a lot of public funding invested in the early years sector. So that leads to a lot of problems. It leads to a lack of planning, where parents regularly report finding difficulties finding a place for their child, particularly for younger children. It sometimes leads to duplication in other areas. And we know from our members that they are concerned on an ongoing basis about the high amounts of administration involved in various funding programs, which ultimately takes very highly qualified educators away from working directly with children. So we've been calling for a single agency since 2019, and we were really pleased in the last programme for government that the Department of Children and the entire government committed to establishing a single agency. But I suppose what we're really concerned about at the moment is that we are potentially facing an election very soon. So we believe that it's now really important that government and all of the opposition parties commit to establishing this early years agency and provide a financial five-year plan to make sure that it is well funded and can do the job that it's set up to do.
And in the day-to-day running of these centres, how would that help the child's care?
So what we're hoping, for example, is that there may be multiple approaches to the different funding programmes. There's multiple approaches to inspection. So what we're saying is that a planned, seamless approach to oversight and inspection will free up time and will ensure that well-qualified staff have time and expertise to give to working with the children that they currently work with. I mean, we know from our members that staffing is the single biggest issue that we have in our sector. So that what we don't want is one arm of government that's over here developing new services, making new that there are new centres available in Letterkenny or Ballybofey or wherever they might be needed. But at the same time, we don't have another arm of the state working hand in glove to make sure that there are sufficient number of well-paid and highly qualified educators. So what we're saying is that it all has to be a very seamless plan delivered upon by an agency that is well-funded to make sure that these standards are achieved.